God willing, one day you'll all have young children that come home from school and will have learnt about the makos, but you will not know that they have learnt about the makos. You will know that they learnt about one maka, because every project they come home with will be about one maka, pretty much. It will all be, there's going to be a song about it, there are going to be little toys, and it's all going to be tzvardeya. Like, nothing else happened except for tzvardeya, right? There are frogs in his head, there are frogs in his bed, there are frogs, right? Meaning it's like frogs here, frogs there, frogs everywhere. Every kid has projects depicting frogs and a general sense that frogs were somehow more important than lice or dying farm animals, or at least easier to depict in a way that's not scary to children. Chazal, surprisingly, place a similar emphasis on the frogs that they don't seem to place on other makos. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim tells us, "Odzu darish todos Yisraeli, mara Chananim Yishal v'Azariah shemasra atzmal k'tushem k'vishne eish." What inspired Chananim Yishal v'Azariah to throw themselves into a k'vishne eish al kiddush Hashem? Right, they were willing to die al kiddush Hashem, which is something that Jews throughout the ages have always been willing to do, ad hayom v'ad b'chlal, that there are Jews willing to die al kiddush Hashem. As we've pointed out, that the Chufus Rashba and the Bach and the Chayyadim say, when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem al kiddush Hashem, you're supposed to think to yourself, not just on being makabel malchus ol malchus shemayim, but that I'm willing to die for that belief of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So it's a powerful kavanah to have, especially in times like this. So what inspired Chananim Mishal V'Azariah to be willing to do so? Nasu kal v'chomer batzman mitzvardim. They made a kal v'chomer from the tzvardeya. Matzvardim shem mitzuvin al kudush shem. Ksiv behu uva uva ulu b'veisachu v'tan rachu v'shar v'secha. Just like the tzvardim went into the beds and the ovens and everywhere else, wherever they can go. Say emesai misharas mitzuyah seitzel taner. When are the kneading dishes near the oven? Havyom b'shar shatan racham. That's when the oven is on and it's hot. So, and they still jumped into the ovens. So Anush Mitsuvan al Kiddush Hashem Alachas Kama V'Kama. So he said, "We are Mitsuvan al Kiddush Hashem Alachas Kama V'Kama." Now, can you imagine, like, being the creatures that Hashem put on this earth, that inspired Chananim Mishael V'Azariah, which in turn inspired generations of Jews to be Moser Atzman al Kiddush Hashem? Can you imagine the kind of schar that awaits those tzvardin, those frogs? So you look, you want to find, where are the Mamari Chazal that tell us how the Tzvardim are rewarded for teaching that valuable lesson? And I don't think you'll find any. Contrast that with dogs. The Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim that Lekelev Tashlichu Noso. If you have a nevela, a treifa, you can't eat it, so the Torah instructs you to give it to the dogs. So Rashi says, why to the dogs? Give it to any animal. Why do they do dogs? Because dogs didn't start up with the B'nai Yisrael, so they were rewarded for leaving the Jews alone. It's a little disproportionate, no? The dogs just didn't start up with us. And they get rewarded, that they get meat for all eternity. Anytime we have a neve, we mess up a shechita, we give it to the dogs. And the Tzvardim were Moser Atzman, the Kiddush Hashem, and they get nothing. And even further, there's a Yalkut that says, Rabbi Yishai Talmido Shal Bichanin Ben Dosa, that one of the Talmidim of Chaim Mendoza, Rabbi Yishaya, fasted 85 fasts because he tried to understand why it is in Perek Shira that the dogs get the most awesome Shira. A pasuk about bowing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dogs have azos, dogs have chutzpah, and yet they get to say this Shira about Hishtachaval v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he couldn't figure it out. Because he didn't understand this piece of Torah, he fasted 85 fasts, which stam is a musr, right? Someone's having trouble with shir. So they come to the Rebbe and they say, "I'm having trouble understanding." So, Did you try? Well, I tried. I tried a little bit. I listened to shir on 1.5 speed, you know, as I was going to sleep, right? Fasted 85 fasts. 85 fasts. I remember when I was in Lander, so I went over to Rav Yonason Sachs and said, in the Kuntra Se Shiur, a piece from Rav Gustman. He said, "What time did you go to sleep last night?" So the guy said, "Midnight." So Sachs said, "I went to sleep at 2:30 in the morning, and I was still here in Yeshiva by 6:30 this morning. You got to stay up till 2:30 in the morning if you don't understand the Kuntra Se Shiur. What are you talking about?" Like, it was a guy that he knew could handle it, you know, but Meaning, what do you mean? You fast 85 fasts if you don't understand it. So anyway, that's not the shmooze for now. Nena also malach min hashamayim. And when I was taught in DRS in high school, the guys would be like, go to the Beis Medrash, and I'd say, okay, let's work on this piece of Gemara. And like 3 seconds after we got to the Beis Medrash, I tried. It doesn't work. Like, you didn't even like open the book. Like, you know what I mean? You tried and you just couldn't get yourself to open the book. Like, how you define trying. But anyway, so Malach is sent down min hashamayim to this Rabbi Yeshaya. And the Malach says, and Masayata Masana Losa Davar, you're fasting so much to be able to understand this Gzerim Fnechum Yom Shagola Soda the Habakkuk Anavi Vlogila Soda Lada Meolam. This was a secret given to Habakkuk Anavi that no one else knew. El Bishvil Shata Talmido Shalchachum Godol, but because you're a Talmud of Rechanim Bendosa, I was assigned, the Malach says, Min Hashamayim to let you know the answer to this riddle, why the Klavim get this special reward. And you know why? Why do they get the special award? The Kol B'nai Yisrael Yechretz Kalav L'Shavah. Because the dogs deserve it. They didn't start out with the B'nai Yisrael. Even more, the Medrash says, that because of the Kol B'nai Yisrael Yechretz Kalav L'Shavah, we used Soas Kalavim to treat the hides that are used for Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. So, you know, one wonders, what would the reward for frogs be? You know, if that's the reward for dogs, for the Kol B'nai Yisrael, you know, over and over and over again. Dogs are not respected creatures in Judaism. At least traditionally they weren't until COVID and everyone got one. But, you know, like, I don't know what kind of pandemic it would take for everyone to get a frog, you know? Like, it's not... And yet, they have these, like, remarkable rewards. What do we do with that? Second Indian, the Makkah that... I don't know, I looked at my, like, last 20 years of drushas to see, like, what I generally speak about in Parshas Vayera. The Makkah I always speak about is not Sfardeya. It's Barad. And there's a reason to emphasize Barad. There are things that the Torah Kadosh tells us about Barad, which it doesn't tell us about anything else. One way that it's unique is that Mitzrayim actually had an opportunity to avoid the impact of the Barad entirely. They could have just avoided any... You know how, like, when there's a forecast for inclement weather, so they say, just stay home. And what happens if you just stay home? Nothing. Everything's fine. You just stay home. And then you don't have to worry about how your car's going to spin out of control and this and that. You just enjoy a day at home. They were given that opportunity. All other malchus were going to happen to them wherever they were. They turned on the faucet. They didn't have faucets. But they were going to turn on the faucet and blood was going to come out of the faucet. Wherever they were. But Moshe Rabbeinu tells the mitzvah explicitly, Vata, shalacha ezes miklecha, eskola shalacha basada. And if you go into their house, your stuff will be saved. On the other hand, kala adam vabema sheyimatze basada v'loyosef v'baisa v'yar aleim abar v'mesu. Whatever you leave outside will be destroyed. So a totally unique makkah that the mitzvah are told ahead of time that it's something that doesn't have to hurt you. If the goal of the makkos is to punish, which is questionable, there's a beautiful malbim as to the goal of the makkos, but not for now. What exactly was the message of this makkah? Where clearly they could just avoid the punishment. They could say no thank you and then avoid the whole thing. And third question, even the way Hashem describes the makkah and its purpose is unique among the makkos. The makkah of Barad begins Paraktas Pasuk Yudalid with the warning, Ki bapam azos ani sholeach es kol magefosai el libcha. Now I'm really sending all of my magefos. But he wasn't. He was just sending Barad. So there are 9 others that the Mitzrayim didn't have a way to avoid. And yet, kol magefosai is the makkah of Barad. So how do we make sense of this? So again, we have 3 basic questions. First of all, what's the deal with the dogs and why are they getting so rewarded? Second of all, Why is it that Barad is a makkah that they had the opportunity to avoid? And third, why is Barad referred to as Kol Magefosai? So I think the Yisod is as follows. We believe in Schar V'Onesh. In life, when we do mitzvot, we get rewarded. Everybody's list of Ikari Amuna, even if you have the shortened version of the list, you know, you're a Rav Yosef Albo person, everybody's list of Ikari Amuna has something about Schar V'Onesh in it. But which mitzvot give us the biggest reward? Where do we get the biggest schar? Which ones have the most payoff? And the answer is Chazal tell us. Lefum, Tzara, Adra. The greater the challenge for the specific person, the greater the reward. Some people find it challenging to be kind and gentle. Some people find it challenging to be friendly. Some people find it challenging to learn Torah. Some people find it challenging to daven. Wherever a person pushes himself beyond his comfort zone, that's where the greatest schar awaits. Balatanya explains Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yuches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Kishachala Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Halach Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyum Levakro. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was sick, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyum went to visit him. Amar lo Chanina Achi, Iyat Yodea Shuma Zuman HaShemayim Him Lichua. Shechrivas Beso Vesorfes Hechalo Vahargas Eschasida Vahavda Estuva. Don't you realize this nation has, they have a spell over us, they have something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them the upper hand. And I heard that you're sitting there teaching Torah, you're risking your life, you're crazy. So he said, the Eibush is helping, Hashem should help him. So right, this is like the old joke with the father-in-law and the son-in-law, right? Meaning, how are you going to support my daughter? Ah, min ha-shamayim yirachamu. I'm trying to talk logically to you. Min ha-shamayim yirachamu. So, tama aniyim lo yisrafu oscha, ve'sefer Torah be'esh. I don't think it's going to end well for you. Amar lo Rebbe, ma ani l'chay olam haba. He says, let's change the conversation. How do you think my olam haba looks? So then the conversation takes a really weird turn. Amar lo, well, klo ma'isa be'el yadcha. You ever do anything good in your life? Amalo, oh yeah, I once did a good thing. Moshel Purim, Nischalfuli, Moshel Tzedakah, Vichilakim Lanim. I once got a little confused between Purim money and Tzedakah money, and I wasn't sure what's supposed to go where, so I just gave it all to Tzedakah. Amalo, Im Kain, Michalkucha Yehei Chalki, Migoralcha Yehei Gorali. Wow, I should only be Zochet to such a Chalik. So everybody asked the Kasha and the Gemara, a man who risked his life daily to teach Torah, and he was asked, did you ever do anything good in your life? And all he could think of was, yeah, a couple of dollars I gave to tzedakah, honestly, once, you know, extra chumra and honesty. Why isn't the zchus of being marbitz Torah with Mesiris Nefesh enough? And the Baal Tani explains, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyum loved teaching Torah. That was his oxygen. That's what got him going every day. That's what he lived for. He couldn't imagine doing anything else. If he wasn't teaching Torah, he wasn't living. It would have been a Mesiris Nefesh for him not to teach Torah. However, he was worried about Pachim Ketan. He was naturally inclined to be a little more stingy about his money. So when he looked for his zechus, he wasn't looking for what came naturally to him. Yeah, he accomplished great things and things that he's great at. He was looking for something that he's not naturally great at. I said, where did I push myself? Where did I go against my nature? And that was the ultimate merit. Right? His famous quote from John F. Kennedy in Rice University in 1961. He said, we're going to the moon by the end of the decade, not because it is easy, but because it is hard. When you do things that are hard for you, that's where the greatest schar comes. So my friend explained in a shir that the nature of the dog is to always bark when there's trouble. The Gemara says that even when the Malach HaMavis is around, the dogs start to bark. For a dog not to bark is to break its very nature. So the great reward for the dogs may not be proportional to the greatness of their mitzvah, but it's perfectly proportional to the Shviras HaMidos that their mitzvah involved. Tzvardeim are actually not afraid of fires. I actually Googled frog fire. And first of all, there's a minor league baseball team called the Fire Frogs. but also I discovered that frogs are more likely to survive a fire than just about any other animal because they dig themselves underground. They don't have that instinct of self-preservation from fire, but the dogs have an instinct to bark. So the frog's schar is not going to be from jumping into the fire. The ultimate message of all of the Makos was the emphasis on hachpadas halev, on breaking a hardened heart. The Ebenezer says that the hardening of Paro's heart was a direct result of Paro building that mid of stubbornness within himself. And apparently the Egyptian culture was to have that mid of being completely set in your ways and never to give in a single inch. And that's why the Gemara says that had Makos Bechoros happened a minute earlier or a minute later than predicted, Paro would not have been convinced. He would have said, you see, the whole thing's off. What do you mean? Everyone just died. Yeah, but it was 11:59. It wasn't 12 o'clock. With most Makos, the only way out was to actually give in entirely. With Makos, right, to actually say, okay, I was wrong, let them go. With Makos Bara, there was another way out, and you didn't have to give in entirely. You just had to be moda that it might happen. You just had to give in an inch. You just had to bring your stuff inside. Acknowledge that it's going to happen and it's going to hurt. And they were called upon to break that midah of stubbornness. A midah that brought, that's the midah that brought kol magefosai. And in that sense, the clear message of Barad was the message of really all the Makos, of the Shvirus HaMidos. You know, normally, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, when you look for an area of improvement in Avodas Hashem, there are two schools of thought. There's a school of thought that it's best to work on what comes naturally to you. Take the element of your service of Hashem that you're good at and take that from good to great. Because that's where you're most likely to succeed. Meaning, find what your talents are and go with that, because that's where you're probably going to really make an amazing contribution. You have better chances of success when working with your tchunas and nefesh. However, when there is a particular eis tzar, when there's a particular need for a special zechus, we know what the greatest zechus is. The greatest zechus is lufum tzar adla. The greatest zechus is in finding those things that we struggle with the most. When we take something that goes against our nature, whatever that nature may be, whether it's a prideful person asking for mechila from others, a stingy person going above and beyond in tzedakah, but those are the zechuyos that earned the kelev, this despicable creature. I don't like dogs. Eternal reward. Right? Those are the zechuyos that can earn us all sorts of refuos v'yeshua. So perhaps part of our thought process has to be not only about what I'm good at and how I can contribute to continue doing what I'm good at and, you know, do that more. And if I'm good at learning, to learn more, which you have to do. And if I'm good at davening, to daven more, which you have to do. But to also maybe think of something that I struggle with, something that doesn't come naturally to me, something that just doesn't work for me. If I'm a shy person and I don't reach out to people who are struggling enough, that's personally my thing, right? So do it a little bit more now. Go outside of your comfort zone just a little bit more and find that zechus, and that zechus is lufum tzara agra, particularly in this tzara. Okay.